Interlude. 343960, M41. The Chapel of Eternal Repose, Grey Knight's Fortress Monastery, Titan. The hall was cold and silent, the tapping of the sculptor's tools having fallen silent to allow Caldor Drago his moment of grief. Clad in full Terminator armour, he knelt before the corpse of Lexe Casimir, until only a few days ago, Grand Master of the Fifth Brotherhood of the Grey Knights, and bowed his head low. In the days to come, the body would be transferred to the Dead Fields, where it would rest for all eternity, the half-finished statue beside him placed atop as everlasting memorial. But for now, he lay in state, awaiting the procession of former brothers who wished to pay their respects. The noble deeds of Lexe Casimir were numerous, and despite most of the chapter being deployed on operations, already a lengthy queue of Grey Knights had formed at the gates of the hall, patiently waiting to mark a hero's passing. As Supreme Grand Master, Drago had no privilege of rank when it came to honouring a fallen brother, as no hierarchy of grief existed among the Grey Knights' order. Captains, Justicars, Grand Masters, all were equals in the chapter's death rites, so the fact that Drago had been the first in line when the gates of the hall swung open was not by dint of his station, but of the overwhelming desire to mourn for a brother he felt he owed his life to. Drago stood and placed his hand on Hasimir's cuirass, running his hand over the claw marks that ran deep through the ceramite breastplate. He pulled his hand away, dried blood coating the tips of his gauntlets, then ran his fingers over the shoulder pad of his own armour, finding three similar, yet not so severe, rents. The source of the gouges had been the same, but whereas Hasimir had reacted in time to prevent the servant of the pleasure god from slaying the Supreme Grand Master, Drago had been unable to return the favour, watching on helplessly as the Keeper of Secrets sliced open the leader of the Fifth Brotherhood. In response, the demon had been banished and his acolytes purged from the surface of the planet they had turned into a world of debauched pleasure, but that seemed scant reward for the loss of a chapter hero. In time, a conclave would be called, so that Drago and the Grand Masters could appoint a new commander of the Fifth, but for now, ceremonies of a different kind were in order. Uttering a prayer of gratitude to his dead brother, and making a sign of warding over the corpse, Drago took one of the unlit candles surrounding the altar and ignited it using a small psi flame he conjured forth from his fingertips. Carefully placing the taper next to Hasimir's unhelmeted head, Drago bowed again. "A light to guide you in dark places, brother. May your slumber grant you the peace that eludes us all in life," Drago said, before turning to make the long walk back to the gates of the hall and allow the next mourner to take his place by the deceased Grand Master's side. He hadn't gone three paces when the tingling started in the front of his skull, alerting him to psychic activity within the chamber. The temperature dropped rapidly, hoarfrost forming on his armour, and the candle flame guttered and died, as did the braziers ensconced in the chapel walls, extinguished by an unnatural breeze that formed out of nowhere. Crackles of blue energy licked over the surface of Hasimir's torn armour, forming a corona around his head, a halo for a dead angel. Drago's hand reached for the hilt of the Titan sword. With a creak of Terminator armour straining to move without a power source, Lexe Casimir sat bolt upright and slowly turned his head to look Drago dead in the eye. "The damnation cache is open once more. You must lead the chapter back to Pythos," the dead man said through mortised lips. His eyeballs rolled back in their sockets and he crashed back to the altar, cracking the stone in two as his dead weight impacted against it. Stopping neither to check the condition of the body nor relight the candle, Grand Master Caldor Drago raced from the Hall of Repose, not in fear of his former battle brother's reanimation, but because of the urgency of the message the corpse had conveyed.